This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe. All right, listen up, because this needs to be said. The dog training industry is drowning in a whirlpool of apathy. Trainers everywhere just seem to be coasting on autopilot. They feel indifferent. They're accepting mediocrity as if it's the norm. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. That's no way to win in life and no way to win in business. We get one go around, guys, one shot at this. Every minute counts and every moment is an opportunity to push for more, to be better, to make a bigger impact. But the sad truth is, most trainers have been conditioned to believe that this is just some sort of low-income industry, that being a dog trainer is a passion project and nothing more. They're convinced that success beyond scraping by is somehow out of reach, and that they let that belief define them. And that right there is the difference between staying average and actually going out and achieving greatness. It's entirely up to you, because look, apathy is like poison. It keeps you stuck. It whispers in your ear that it's okay to stay inside your comfort zone, that, you know, this is as good as it gets. But I'm here to tell you now, if you buy into that bullshit, you're choosing to stay small. You're choosing a life where you settle for mediocrity instead of reaching for excellence. Your choice, entirely your own. But I'll tell you a story. There was a gal I worked with a few years ago. We'll just call her Megan, right? Now, Megan was a kick-ass trainer. I mean, she had real skill. No joke. You could take the most reactive, stubborn dogs, and she would just turn them into the most well-behaved companions. It was amazing. Now, Megan, well, she pulled the same bonehead maneuver that I see so many trainers pull, because she believed the lie that this industry somehow has some sort of ceiling, right? Some limitation in your success. So what I mean is, she never thought she could make a real living at training because she had never really been able to do anything but barely scrape by, always hoping and praying for the next client to fall in her lap, right? And if that resonates with you, listen up, because she kept her rates low in hopes of signing up more people, which is a horrible idea, by the way. She offered discounts. She took any client that would come her way, regardless of how difficult these people were to work with or how little they wanted to pay her. This is never a good idea. Those are not business strategies. I mean, shit, she even started taking on clients for free because she thought it was the right thing to do. It's not, by the way. And I remember a time when she was telling me half the people that she was signing up for free ended up ghosting her anyways, blowing her off. So you can see just how flawed this thinking was. And if you find yourself doing any of these things, I hope this message kicks you square in the ass so that you stop making the same mistakes that Megan did. Because look, anyhow, Megan was just, she was freaking exhausted from the grind, mentally, physically. And then one afternoon, one of her clients told her, "Megan, you are incredible. I would have happily paid you three times what you charged me." And I got to tell you something. That was the moment in time that Megan's perspective shifted forever. It woke her up to the reality that she'd been bringing massive value to other people's lives. She realized that she'd been playing small, listening to the industry noise that said real success is unattainable for dog trainers, whatever the fuck that means. So she changed her approach. She raised her rates. She rebranded herself as an expert, and she began attracting clients who valued her work. And in less than a year, Megan went from making peanuts to making multiple six figures and working fewer hours, right? Dramatic shift. Finally, for the first time, she was in control of her business and in control of her life. She started working smarter, not just harder. She built a sustainable, thriving business that changed people's lives for the better. And look, the point is, I hope you can see how Megan's story illustrates exactly how everything I've been trying to drill into your heads. If you have the unique ability to solve problems for people who can't solve them for themselves, you should be rewarded handsomely. You've dedicated your life to acquiring skills that very few people ever possess. And that's what makes what you do so valuable. You have to understand that. Stop thinking small and expecting less. There is massive opportunity in this industry for you to make an enormous impact in the lives of other people and to become incredibly successful in the process. So stop telling yourself otherwise.
Like for Megan, if you flip the script, you know, imagine Megan had stayed stuck in that shitty, apathetic mindset, thinking that she didn't deserve more or that her work was just a side hustle. She would have stayed on the same hamster wheel that she was stuck on, struggling, exhausted, living an unfulfilled life. But she chose to start thinking opportunistically. And that was the one little change that shifted everything for her. So here's the real question. I mean, you can sit here and you can listen to me talk and tell stories, but it comes down to this. Where do you stand in all of this? Are you one of the trainers who has accepted mediocrity because it's easier than taking a risk? I mean, be real with yourself. Or are you ready to break out of the apathetic mindset and claim what is rightfully yours because the opportunity is here for the taking? And here's the thing. There's no pride in struggling when you don't have to. There is no stoicism in just barely scraping by. Too many trainers get stuck in thinking that accepting their circumstances is somehow honorable. But mediocrity isn't honorable. It's choosing to stay stuck in the life of struggles that you've created for yourself unnecessarily. I mean, think about it. Are you one of those trainers who hears Megan's story and thinks, well, you know, good for Megan, but that's not me? Because if so, you need to start asking yourself why. Are you afraid to start charging what you're actually worth? Are you holding back because you're bought into the myth that the dog training industry is just a passion project for people, that it's never going to be a viable career? If you're just coasting, if you're settling for low rates and exhausting yourself for minimal returns, it's time to wake the fuck up. You're choosing that path. You're choosing that pain. You're choosing to stay small when the potential to grow is right in front of you. And if it sounds like I'm talking to you right now, it's time to snap the fuck out of it and become the version of you that you can be proud of, the version of you that you can love and respect and admire. It's time to become that version of you. It's time to stop sitting on the sidelines of life, watching other people play the game and win. It's your turn. Because look, the demand for quality dog training has never been higher than it is right now. And clients are willing to pay for trainers who deliver real results. The only thing standing between you and the life that you want is your willingness to step up, take risks, demand more from yourself and from your career. Because here's the truth. You can keep being one of the countless trainers who is just barely scraping by, or you can become the trainer that everyone's talking about, the one who commands respect and premium prices, by the way. So stop waiting for somebody to tell you it's okay to want more. This isn't a low-income industry unless you choose to make it one. So stop feeling sorry for yourself and get out there and fucking win. If you're ready to do that, if you're tired of settling and you're tired of, you know, just scraping by and you're ready to make real moves, shoot us a DM. Let's see if my team and I can get you the help that you need. Let's see if how we can talk to you about positioning yourself as the go-to expert so that you can charge what you're worth, so that you can build a sustainable business, a successful business that changes lives, not just for your clients, but for you too. Now remember, greatness is your obligation. Success won't ever happen without your participation. This life, it's not just a warm-up. It's the only one you got. So take action this instant.
Thanks for listening. And if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com. And two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.